leader!
Order, order.
Mr. Speaker, this is indeed a very, very sad day.
Clayton Cosgrove, Labor spokesman on state-owned enterprises, responding to the government's decision to place Solid Energy into voluntary administration.
There is a pile of paper, metres high, that the government themselves released from Treasury, from other agencies, warning since 2010 that this company was heading to the rocks. And they have never, ever told the New Zealand people why, unlike their international counterparts, they did not react. They blocked every parliamentary inquiry.
Mr. Cosgrove said there had been no explanation for the lack of government moves to save the company.
No minister, sir, has been accountable. No one resigned. No one was sacked. No one on the board was sacked. No one in the management was disciplined. That is absolutely true. They resigned and they ran. They ran as the ship sank. No one was required to go. But the people who paid the price, sir, and are paying today are the hundreds of staff on the coalface, literally, who keep the show on the rolls.
Where it would stay in the meantime, according to the Minister for State-Owned Enterprises, Todd McLean.
The proposed agreement means that the businesses will be paid and they continue to trade. And it also means that employees will be able to go to work tomorrow. But I would caution the House, Mr. Speaker, that over the next five-week period, if the creditors don't agree to the proposal, then there are very few options left available to the Solid Energy Board.
The uncertain future outlined by Mr. McLean was a factor in the Speaker's handling of three separate opposition requests for a snap debate.
The announcement makes it clear that Solid Energy has been placed into temporary voluntary administration and that in the meantime it would continue to operate normally under its existing Board of Directors. It has been reported that there are no plans for redundancies during the period of administration. While being placed in voluntary administration is significant, the longer-term outcome of that decision is not yet known.
A government announcement, however important, was not, on its own, sufficient reason for setting aside the usual business of the House. There had to be an element of urgency.
In this instance, I am not persuaded that there is an element of urgency that warrants the setting aside of the business of the House. The application is therefore declined.
Mr. McLean's ministerial statement did, however, provide the opportunity for a quick round of comments from other parties, after which the government tried to lift the gloom with some good news from another minister.
The Honourable Louise Upston.
Mr. Speaker, I move that this House congratulate the Silver Ferns on their success at the Netball World Cup to date and to wish them well for the remainder of the competition.
The question is, the motion be agreed to. Those of that opinion will say aye. To the contrary, no, the ayes have it.
But that wasn't the last reference to the Silver Ferns, as Rhys Lyon reports.
Broadcasting Minister Amy Adams faced questions from New Zealand First's Clayton Mitchell about a lack of live free-to-air coverage of sports, including netball and rugby.
Given the Minister stated yesterday that rugby is our national sport, why won't this government support New Zealand First's policy of free-to-air live coverage of games of national significance?
Good. Yes. Amy Adams.
Because, Mr. Speaker, only the most infantile analysis wouldn't understand that that would come with significant negative consequences for New Zealand.
Undeterred, Mr. Mitchell pressed on with his line of questions.
Why, when the New Zealand taxpayer already forks out $2.9 million to support netball and $3 million for rugby, must they then pay again to watch their national teams in both World Cups?
Amy Adams.
Well, the member's simply wrong. New Zealanders can watch it free on Sky and they can watch it live at a number of venues.
But Mr. Mitchell pointed to international precedents for free-to-air sports coverage.
Does she think it is fair that Kiwis are behind the eight ball compared to Australia and Britain, which guarantee their sports fans, under law, free live coverage of games of national significance?
Mr. Speaker.
Order. No, I'm just waiting for New Zealand First to settle. The Honourable Amy Adams.
You've been waiting a long time. Mr. Speaker, the New Zealand market is very different from Australia and Great Britain, and I don't think New Zealanders would want to see our national sports teams reduced to a situation of such poverty that they'd be made up of only people who couldn't get contracts overseas.
Clayton Mitchell then tried a different tack.
Given the Prime Minister wants to see the Silver Fern on the flag, why hasn't he already allowed New Zealanders to see our Silver Ferns free on our state-owned TV for the Netball World Cup?
Amy Adams.
Mr. Speaker, New Zealanders can see it free on free-to-air television.
Oh, rubbish. Broadcasting Minister Amy Adams.
Beach Lyon, finally, a petition presented today.
Petition of Tony Robson requesting that the House note that 7,329 people have signed petitions requesting that Parliament prohibit the tethering of goats on roadsides.
That petition stands referred to a select committee allocated by the clerk.
I'm Tom Frewen, and this program was made with funding from Parliament.